blonde.
Baby, 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 I'm a
special. Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
You're going to have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry me.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Morning. Hey, welcome to She Said, He Said on this beautiful Saturday morning, December 16th. It is 9:08 and we are getting going with a little talk American style. Of course, our first segment is brought to you by Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine. You can go to chesterfieldlifestyle.com, read the current issue, see all the great advertisers and the local beautiful stories that are written in there. And if you want more information, of course, you can always email us right from that website, chesterfieldlifestyle.com. Today, we are getting going. Gordon Montgomery right by my side, pretty much 24 hours a day.
On everything. I think the only thing we don't do is go to the bathroom together. That's it.
No, I try very hard to not let that happen. Doors are locked, bolts are down. It's a lockdown when I go in there.
And your little chocolate poodle as the guard dog by the door.
He sits by the... I always know if someone's coming near the bathroom door because he starts going... That was his growl. Yeah.
He could fit in a coffee cup, but he's mean.
Exactly. Good morning, Grover. Thank you for being here today, keeping us going with all your blues attire and
Speaking of Grover, your Santa Blues hat. And Santa and the blues hat, your Christmas tree, brother. It's awesome.
Grover is, yeah, it is literally sitting on the top of his Christmas tree. It's cute as can be. Well, we are super, super, duper, uber excited today. I don't know. I just like that word.
It's trademarked now. You can't say that.
Okay. Ooper. We're super, ooper excited because today co-hosting with us is the one and only David Rispoli, the marriage coach, St. Louis's hottest marriage coach. How are you?
I'm doing really good, Kelly. Gordon, I'm so excited to be with you.
I can't believe you're sick because probably what, for the last 6 weeks, he was coming and then he went to Christmas with family and you are a busy man.
It's been really busy. It's a busy season.
Yes,
it's a busy
it is.
Season for everyone.
But we
it's taken him a while to pick out that jacket he wore today, which I'm going to probably
it?
Steal.
So good looking.
It's awesome.
So where'd you pick that piece up?
I forget where I got it. I really do forget.
It's
where
one
I
of
got
those.
That. Yeah, it's one of those.
It's a great one. Gordon's all into that look and that. He's got the plaid and the color, and you know we're not just wearing the solid. You know, jackets anymore. The blazers, the guys, they're putting it in with a lot of color in that, which is really cool.
That's great.
Well, you look great. You know, we've got a long story with you and we've been waiting to hear from you for a long time and it's good to have you back. And, you know, we really want to hear from you and find out what's going on in your life and your story and everything that you do will help others.
You know, Kelly, I was thinking the last time I was on the show, I think was probably the beginning of February. I mean, it was probably about 2 weeks before Kathy was diagnosed. And I was scheduled to be back the next month, but I remember having a conversation with you. I was scheduled to be on the show in March, and I remember calling you from Jupiter, Florida. I think it was the end of March because it was Kathy and I had gone down to see the Cardinals spring training.
We were at the gym.
Yes.
I won't forget. I know exactly where I was standing even.
Right. And I think I was scheduled to be on the show that weekend. I'm like, hey, I don't think I'm going to be there. This is what's going on.
Yes. And I don't know what you want to, it's up to you today of what you want to talk about and what you want to share. And this is a hard time right now for you and many others out there when the holiday season hits, when you're used to being with that one special person. And what you do every single day is help couples to thrive and stay together. And we tease a lot of times and, you know, we're like, so you get one's got that toe out the door and the other one's gone. No, no. One has one toe. one has left the house.
They're going at the same time.
Yeah.
They're just done. They're like the Stooges trying to get out the front door.
But exactly. But there's one that has one little toe that gets stuck in the door and even gets slammed in there. It's not even comfortable. And you have this surefire plan of bringing, if you were in love, you can bring it back. So this is what you do every day, is bring couples back together. And there is nothing you can do to bring yours back together except keep the love of your life in your heart. And so it's a very hard time. And how can we help others get through this time and after is kind of, because it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
At any age.
Absolutely. This, and, you know, I have a lot of friends who have lost loved ones throughout the course of the past year. You know, not only if it could be your spouse, but it could be a parent, it could be a child. Christmas can be a really tough season, especially that first Christmas where you're facing the holidays without your loved one. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. But there is a strategy, definitely, to walk through it with a lot of grace. There really is.
Well, you've definitely shown that and give other people strength, you know, to be able to survive. You have a strength that a lot of other people don't have in your faith. And that's, you know, some people don't have the ability like you. And so that also helps, I'm sure, tremendously. And we do want to talk about some strategies, and we do want to talk about what you do, and we want to talk about the holiday. We're going to be here for the next hour. We do have some fun guests that are going to come in today, and we're going to meet, because Menopause the Musical Gals will be stopping in here.
Rosemary. How appropriate is that? Menopause and the Marriage Coach.
Yes.
So I'm sure there's been menopause that has caused reasons for somebody to go see the Marriage Coach.
Absolutely. The hot flashes do get in the way. So Rosemary Watts Dreyer and Lee Ann Matthews will be stopping in. We do have two pairs of tickets that we're going to be giving away to the opening night, Tuesday, January 9th. So what a way, after the Christmas is over with, you're looking for something to do because you're just crazy busy during the holidays. So this will be January 9th, which will be awesome. So we'll be giving those tickets away and talking with them. I, of course, have Christmas jokes all day that I can give away. We've got some Christmas lights we're going to share.
You're going to give away Christmas jokes?
Oh, yeah. I've got them all day that I can share with you all. Are you excited about that?
I'm so excited.
Do you need one right now to get us going?
Yeah, let's hear one. I think we do.
Okay. Well, our question of the day that we're talking about is, what's the funniest, craziest thing that you have ever had happen to your elf on the shelf? So we have that question. So that brings me to my joke of the day. What do you call an elf who sings? I'm already laughing.
I have no, wait a minute. What do you call an elf that sings?
Yeah. You're taking too long. Our show's not that long. A rapper. Come on, get it?
Crickets. Crickets.
I thought it was super. I thought it was just amazingly great. You guys are wicked. All right, today also...
Maybe I'm blonde, but I still don't get it.
I also always share what the national day is today. Sometimes we don't understand it, like Barney and Barbie Backlash Day. Any clue? Because that is a national holiday today.
Maybe parents upset with Barney and Barbie because kids like them. I don't know.
The big purple.
I can see why people get annoyed with Barney, but Barbie, what does she do? She's the perfect woman. She never says anything.
She's perfectly built. Maybe we hate her because of that. Okay. National Reese Day. That would make sense, right? Put out your Reese. And then, of course, my favorite, which is going to make this day just sensational. And Logan will love to hear that. That's our trainer over there who's trying to whip our butt into shape. But I won't mention all the things yesterday that you ate in case he's listening. National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
National Chocolate Covered Anything.
So I might lather myself down in chocolate and walk around.
The shelf on the elf is going to be lathered in chocolate.
Yes,
now.
Everyone needs to take your elf on the shelf and dip it into chocolate and put it back on your shelf to make it a perfect chocolate day.
The shelf on the elf. Did you get that?
What?
The shelf on the elf.
The shelf. Did I say that?
No.
Oh, because that
shelf I did. The elf. Oh. The elf on the shelf.
Oh, okay. Because that would
it's
be something
Dyslexic
I would
day.
Do. Well, our question of the day is brought to you by not Chesterfield, but it is brought to you by Walters Jewelry. And you actually stopped in there to see Chris yesterday.
I did stop yesterday. In to see Chris yesterday. Yeah.
And they are been in business for 100 years.
100 years down there on Main Street in St. Charles. And what a perfect thing. Go down there, get a gift for your loved one, your the woman in your life, or the man in your life, because they have watches. Oh, they have really, yeah, they got great watches.
What'd you find you like?
What did I find that I liked?
Yeah.
Quite a few things.
I'm sure you did. Every time Gordon leaves to go work, he comes home redressed in some new outfit, shoes, coat. I'm like, do you actually go work or do you just go shopping? He's such a chick.
I know. I am. I really am when it comes to that.
At least you're hot in a guy's body, but he is a chick. So David Rispoli will be having fun with us all day today. Well, not all day today, unless we drag him along with us. Do you want to go Christmas shopping?
That'd be fun. Sounds like Gordon's good at it.
He is really good at it. You two would never come back.
Is it warm in here, or is it the fact that there's cookies sitting over there that's making it warm? I don't know.
You're having hot flashes is what it is.
Menopause.
And menopause. It'll do that to you. Okay, so chocolate, anything you have, do your loved one, dip her in it, whatever you need to do. But it is...
Use your imagination.
Use your imagination, because it is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. Question of the day, and if you haven't done it, if you go ahead, you can go onto my Facebook if you want to put a picture of your favorite elf on the shelf trick or funniest thing that you've done. That would be great, and we'll share some of those throughout the show that people have done with their elf. There was one that actually somebody had put up with a Barbie, and Facebook shadowed it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Actually shadowed the Barbie, so I mean, my page is rated PG.
They can be a little creepy, those elves on the shelves.
Yes, they can be a little bit
Kylan
creepy.
Kylan thinks he does things in the house.
Kylan does things in the house?
No, Kylan thinks the elf does things in the house, like writes some notes and...
Oh, yeah.
That? But when he does writing notes and
Kylan and he does. The elf was doing and it. He does do that. And the he thinks the elf eats, so he's always putting food next to the elf as well. So we're going to take it to a little bit of a break. And then once we do those breaks, we're going to come back. We are going to talk more to David Rispoli. He's got some strategies to keep the love, to get through the holiday when you're missing your love, and more. And then, of course, we're going to meet those great ladies from Menopause, the musical that's playing at the Westport Playhouse. And we've got two tickets to give away. We'll have a Christmas question. See if you know it. You can call us. Keep our number, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-TALK. Of course, we're live on Facebook right now. You can always answer the question there, too. We'll see which one we get to first. All right, we'll be right back with more.
On 590 The Fan, you're listening to She Said, He Said. We'll see you in a minute.